Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 405. I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
Jeff should buy Far Cry 5.
And Jeff.
I will. When it's, like, really cheap.
$20.
Yeah, 20 bucks.
Tony, you bought Far Cry 5.
I did.
You want to tell us about
it? Sure.
Is it a Far Cry game?
It's a Far Cry game.
No way.
So you're dropped into this area, and there's a crazy dude in charge of it, and you have to free the people. Shockingly, like every other Far Cry game.
Sounds very Far Cry.
It is very.
Is it very Far Cry?
And, you know, he's crazy and tortures people and, you know, kills people who don't believe in what he believes in. It's shocking. Again, very Far Cry. The game area itself is huge. It's Hope County, Montana, and it's divided into like three areas, each of which is led by one of the crazy guy's children. I've spent all my time so far in one area led by his son John, who likes to torture people. He's a big fan of that. So basically, you spend your time trying to earn enough points. And when you have enough points, you can confront the person in charge of the area you're in, and I guess kill them. And you get points by doing standard Far Cry stuff, like blowing things up, or freeing areas, like taking out bases. There's no like towers to climb, so you're not going to climb a tower and put a thing in. But you can, like, take out VIPs for enemies to get points, or find stashes, which is what I'm trying to do right now. So there's all
these preppers
in Montana who are waiting for the apocalypse. So this whole thing has apparently encouraged people to, like, stash their stuff away, so you can go and, like, try to find your way into their bunker where you find, like, big piles of money and like weapons and other stuff. So and that's the best way I found so far to get the better weapons. As you get more points, you unlock more weapons to buy, and the good weapons are expensive, and the only way to really earn money is to either complete missions or, like, find stashes.
Okay.
So
once you have the weapon, like, do you just have to buy ammo for it, or?
Yeah. So it's basically, you could switch weapons at any, like, shop. Once you own the weapon, it's yours forever.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty standard Far Cry stuff.
Do you have, like, did you get, like, the pet dog, or?
So, I do have the dog. I've also unlocked, like, a helicopter buddy.
Oh.
And so you can meet people in the game and have them tag along with you. And when you get the right perk, you can actually have two people tag along with you. So right now I have a sniper hanging out with me, and then, like, this helicopter dude who's flying above me. It's not a helicopter. It's like a float plane, but the float plane has machine guns and bombs. So you can, like, have your own personal guy, you know, calling in airstrikes. And
nice.
And the sniper's really good at taking out, like, big enemies. So. And there's a whole, like, there's nine different characters you can meet and unlock. Okay. And you can also meet random people who will join up with you. It's like random dude with a machine gun or whatever.
I don't think I'm going to like it.
Why? It's like every other Far Cry game.
I guess here's my problem. Far Cry 3, I was like, this is a game of the year candidate.
Uh-huh.
But then Far Cry 4 was, like, very much that kind of, but in a different setting. And that's when I started, like, to see the seams of it. It's a lot of, like, like, you could, like, the whole thing where there's a crazy guy. He's going to talk to you. He's going to break shit down. And, like, I don't know. Like, it just feels like there's, like, a very specific formula that they came up with in 3, and they're just going to do that a bunch.
Mm-hmm.
And then to hear that, like, at least, like, that's, like, when it came out, I remember hearing that, like, they'll do a whole lot with, like, the setting. Like, they don't have, like, a lot to really say politically in this.
Uh-huh.
Anyways.
I mean,
I'm sure I like it in terms of, like, yeah, it's totally functional and probably fun.
Right. They do spend a lot of time making fun of religious nutcase type people.
I enjoy that.
And now you got Jeff on board.
I'm saying, like, I expected a lot, kind of, like, just based off, maybe, like, based off nothing, just based off of hearing what the setting was, like, I think everyone kind of expected more, like, to have more of a point, but.
Yeah, and it wasn't even just the setting, like, it seemed like the developers were out there talking up a game on it. That it was going to kind of have some weight to it. And then there was a little bit of backlash, it seemed, and they walked that back, maybe.
Right. Yeah. There's not a whole lot of weight to what's going on here. It's very, like, there or are parts of it that are gruesome and awful, but it's not meaningful.
Right. Like, there's not any real social commentary. It's just. These are the bad guys.
Yeah, and you spend a lot of time. So the three areas, at the very beginning of the game, you're with three other people, and each one of them gets kidnapped by a different person and sent to a different area. And you're like, oh, I got to go save these people who, you know, I've never met and I don't really care about at all. And they don't really establish relationships with any of them. So it's really odd that you, like, why do I care about going out and saving these people? Like, I don't feel a sense of urgency to do it.
So it's not even like in Far Cry 3 where they kind of give you, like, the, hey, these are your buddies, and
yeah,
that might be why you might want to go save them.
No, you're like a deputy, and you're a rookie, so you've never really met the people you're with. And it's like, okay, now you have to go out and save them because they've been kidnapped. And
because video games.
Yeah, exactly, because video games.
Oh, video games.
I don't know. Like, I don't mean to say, like, I wouldn't like it. Like, I'm sure, like, again, it would be, like, enjoyable to a point. Yeah. But, I remember Far Cry 4, I tried with that game twice. Like, I stopped, came back to it, like, started brand new right from the beginning. And once again, got, like, 4 or 5 hours in, and I was just like, I'm not liking this. I don't know. Anyways.
Yeah, it's fair.
It's fun, but it's not going to change your world.
Give me that Blood Dragon skin, though. Just Blood Dragon 2. I think I've said this before. Blood Dragon 2. Give me that. I'll be happy. And you don't have to say anything with that.
They gave you Blood Dragon 2.
Oh, yeah.
It was Trials.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, there was a new Pokemon game announced this past week.
Yeah, Pokemon.
What was it called? Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu and Let's Go.
Mm-hmm. A lot of backlash I saw in that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw a lot of people saying, like, oh, this is going to be a dumbed down RPG. And I was just like, I thought that's what Pokemon was. Like, and then someone, I can't think of his name right now, he was like, no, actually, Pokemon is super fucking deep. And I don't know, because I've only played, like, one Pokemon game, so, like, I could totally miss.
I think, like, the base game is pretty, like, standard RPG, JRPG stuff, like, actually simplistic JRPG stuff, but then I think, like, and I don't know, because I don't play a whole lot of Pokemon either, maybe Tony can talk to it, but I think, like, that, once you get past all the main gyms and the main story, like, the game gets a little deeper, and it's where people, like, spend, like, 400, 500 hours playing these things.
Right.
To me, though, I thought it looked cool. Anyways.
Yeah. Like, I mean, it definitely does look like there's going to be some, like, it's going to be a little more simpler, like, Jeff, you've played regular Pokemon, right? Like,
yeah, like, literally one game, though, and yeah. I don't remember it being super deep. It was just like,
yeah. So it looks like the way you captured Pokemon was, like, you would battle them in the grass or whatever, and then you would, like, fight them, get them down low health, and throw a ball out and
yeah,
catch them. It looks like this is now, like, you just catch them kind of Pokemon Go style. And there's no battling them to get the wild Pokemon. There are battles, but
I was gonna say, I thought I saw battles in the trailer.
Yeah, there's fights, but like the I guess the main catching of them isn't that way.
I don't think that's like a huge like it could still be totally awesome game.
Yeah,
that's different. Like I don't care. And plus the fucking if you can buy that ball, I can do that.
Oh,
way.
I want the cool ball. Shit, dude. I want the ball.
I'm not even a Pokemon fan. I'm like, that's fucking cool. And then all these Pokemon fans are like, fuck this shit.
No, like, give me the ball. Like, I want the ball. It's almost like a, I don't know if you guys remember the Pokemeter from, it was like years ago on the DS with Heart Gold and Soul Silver. It was like a pedometer.
Yes.
Put one of your Pokemon on and you would walk around and upgrade them. And that seems like what this is. Like you can walk around, like you could trap one of your Pokemon in there and you walk around and they'll level up with you while you're walking, and you could transfer it to Pokemon Go, or maybe it's the other way around, not really sure. I don't know.
It sounds fun. Awesome. All of that sounds really cool. And I don't know. I was super like I went to Twitter like straight after the trailer to be like to see everyone like geeking out about it, and I saw a bunch of people being like, nah. Like, all right.
I'm on board with it.
Yeah,
it looks fun. But in conjunction with that, they also like released a Pokemon game immediately onto Switch. I think it was immediate, called Pokemon Quest. This is not the Pokemon game that you would
didn't look very good to me.
So it is Fez style graphics almost. It's very like blocky. Maybe even like Crossy Road type visuals.
Yeah.
And you pick a Pokemon. You can create a team of three, and basically you go on expeditions, and your Pokemon wander around, and they'll fight all the wild Pokemon in the area, completing waves, until you hit a boss. And you don't actually do anything though. It's like you don't wander around yourself. They wander around on their own.
You're just kind of monitoring like what's going on.
Yeah.
Right?
When they get in a fight, you can then choose like there's like special moves that each Pokemon has. So you can then like you can activate their special moves if you want. But yeah, you're really kind of just like monitoring the battles that are going on. There's not really a whole lot of gameplay there. There's meters, there's like it this is a mobile game, like very much like it almost feels like it should be on your phone. There's timers, like energy timers, and but I don't know, it's kind of cute looking. It's weird. It's not, I don't think it's very deep. I don't know how long I'll play it, but I like finished like the first area and caught a few Pokemon, and I don't know how much more I'm going to play, but that's out there. It's free. If you want to try it. Then keeping with the Switch, I played a game called Yonder, the Cloud Chronicles.
What?
Yonder. Game of the year.
The Cloud Catcher Chronicles. I'm sorry. I'm getting it wrong. It evidently came out on PC last year. But it is now out on the Switch, and we got a request for, you know, hey, you guys want to review this in our inbox? And I was like, yeah, sure, it looks interesting. It is an adventure game, kind of mixed with like Animal Crossing or Stardew Valley.
Okay.
So there's, you know, you gather up resources, like you're picking up rocks and chopping down trees, and you have a farm you can manage. which you'll get resources from that, kind of Stardew Valley-ish. And there's a story, like there's quests that are involved in the story that progress along the way. And there's these things called the Merc that you need to clear, and you need to get these, or they're like fairies or something, that you need to like capture them, and you need a certain amount of them to clear out an area to move on. So you're wandering around the area and doing quests for people, trying to find these fairies to clear out other things, and advance the story. But you can also just like totally play it like Animal Crossing and collect crap and manage your farm and build stuff on your farm. There's no, like, you can't go into your house, but it's more like managing and creating the aesthetic look of your farm and your character.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine. It seems fun. Like I totally like we started recording late because I totally lost track of time playing it. And I like looked up and I was like, oh shit, like I'm like 15 minutes late to record with Jeff. so it there's something there, like it has a interesting loop that can pull you in.
I looked at pictures of it right now. It kind of has like a Wind Waker-ish look.
Yeah,
it's like 3D, it's kind of adventure game and kind of 3D,
you know, whimsical. Yeah.
Yeah.
Trying to see, I think it's like $25. I don't know if I haven't played enough of it yet to go that's a good price for it right now. Because I maybe like next time I go on, it doesn't catch me again. But right now, it seems fun. Like the visuals are like, it's a pretty looking game. Like the, you know, with the pretty kind of cartoonish visuals, the world seems pretty big. There's a bunch of different animals to like, you know, look at and catch and bring back to your base, your farm or whatever. So it's been enjoyable. I'm interested to see where it goes, or if it can hold my attention, because I like Animal Crossing. And that generally seems to be the one of those games that like hold my attention most. Like Stardew Valley held it for a little bit. But then I tried. Yeah, like it's fun. Like you start off, you get into like the routine of doing it, but then it just becomes doing the same shit over and over again. And Animal Crossing is good because it's only like you jump in, you play for 10, 15 minutes, and you've done everything you need to do for the day.
Yeah.
Like you don't have to devote, like Stardew Valley, like you had to devote some time to managing your farm. And I don't think this is as deep as that, but I don't know if it's quite as simplistic as Animal Crossing either. So we'll see. But Jeff, you played some games.
Yeah, I played also on the Switch Bloodstained Curse of the Moon. You guys know about this game?
Yes.
It was like, actually, like, so there's that Bloodstained game that's coming out hopefully this year.
Yeah, and that's kind of like the spiritual successor to Castlevania.
Symphony of the Night.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of their stretch goals are like, you know, if we make this much money or whatever, we're going to make an 8-bit precursor to this Bloodstained game. And that's what this is. It's Bloodstained, Curse of the Moon. It's like, it's basically like, you know, whereas that one is trying to be like Symphony of the Night, like a follow-up to that, this is like a follow-up to like Castlevania 3. So do you like Castlevania 3?
I do.
Yeah, you should buy this game. It's $10. It's way better than it has any right to be. Like, it's legitimately a good game. It's not long. It's 8 levels long. You could beat it in probably 3 hours, right?
Okay.
But again, you're going to have fun the whole time. It's $10. And it's the type of game that you will probably want to play through again. Like, so when you beat the game, you unlock Nightmare Mode. And I immediately went into that and I started playing the Nightmare Mode. And I probably am halfway through it again. Like, it's just, and, like, all the levels have multiple paths. There are characters that you unlock throughout the game, but when you go to replay it, you have like those characters start off with, and so like they will like in a, like a Metroid type way like help you reach new areas on multiple playthroughs.
Okay.
So it's like, yeah, it's short, but it's also cheap, and it's also like there is enough incentive to play through it again.
I mean, but even at 3 hours, that seems
it's not terrible. Yeah, pretty legit
for like. I mean, you could probably beat Castlevania 3 on a good run in 3-4 hours. So,
yeah, like an NES game, that's about the length that it would be. Like, so really, no complaints. Honestly, like this game is fucking awesome. Like, if you like the NES era, you like NES era Castlevania. Like, this is, it's an absolute must-buy, which is crazy because it was a fucking, it is literally a stretch goal, like, that somehow became a game, and that is actually really good. Like, cool-looking bosses, it's just cool. Like, I mean, I had a blast with it. Highly recommended, dude.
Nice. That was, what was, Curse of, was
Bloodstained Curse of the Moon.
Curse of and the Moon.
The one coming out this fall is like Bloodstained Ritual of the Ritual Night. Or something, night. Something like that, yeah. This game actually got me really excited like for the actual Bloodstained. I'm like, if it's anywhere near that good, I know it's a completely different development team and whatever, like, but it just seems like they understand what they're trying to make with these games, so... If they got that Symphony of the Night follow up right, that's gonna be a really good game, you know.
Nice.
So, yeah, totally buy this game. Other than that, I've been playing mostly a bunch of Baldur's Gate Dark Alliance too with my girlfriend. Not much more to say. I already spoke about that. My love for that series. It is weird, like I guess it's only like 12 hours.
Like you go into a time vortex when you play.
I guess, man. It's just no way. We've played it like a fucking 6 or 7 nights now for like 2 hours each night. It just makes no sense. Anyways. Oh, and I also picked up that Sega Genesis Classics Collection, I think it's called.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, it's the Genesis Collection again. I don't know what to really say. I did play like a game on there I didn't like know about before. Like I somehow had never heard of it. It's called Biohazard Battle.
Anyone know? I don't think I knew that one.
Yeah, I didn't know it. And it's just like a horizontal shmup. So I like those games. It was like a decent shmup. Actually played through it. So like I'm like happy that okay, I actually played through a game on this collection. Didn't think that would happen. You know, I'm bouncing around here and there, like playing a level or so of each game. I just highly doubt I'm going to sit down to like today's the day I start Final Fantasy IV and play through that. Like, I don't think that's happening. I don't think I'm going to. I think the first thing I see that comes along, I'm going to be playing that other than this collection. But they do some cool stuff with it, though. Like, you could do all sorts of filters. There's the rewind function. You can make it even look like you're playing on like a, you know, like a, like you could add the curves that would be on like an old CRT TV. Okay. So it'll be like kind of rounded at the edges. So like all those little touches are nice. And like, that's one great thing, like to play through a shmup and be able to beat it within an hour because you got the rewind function and you can correct the mistakes you made. I mean, it's totally cheating, but it's still fun, you know. You can do that, you know, like I'm doing that with the original Sonic the Hedgehog, too. Like, I'm just like, any mistake I make, I'm just like, okay, rewinding that. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like a really cheap way to play through, like, one of those games. Because, like, those old games are built on, you know, you playing the levels over and over and perfecting them.
Yeah.
You just get to totally fucking...
kind of break it.
That. Yeah. It's still fun, though. Like, you just to see, okay, that's where I fucked up and rewind and try to fix it, you know?
And there's save states, too, where you can just, like...
Yeah, you can stop it wherever you want. Yeah, so, like, it has everything you would kind of want out of that. I just don't think that the Genesis library, look, there's, it has a bit of everything on there. So like, you know, but I don't like Genesis games as much as I did the other systems. So,
I noticed you said, that the achievement list is pretty poor.
Yeah, dude, like just really dumb shit and not a lot. Like, I don't know if you looked at it, but like,
yeah, I'm looking at it now. There's only 25 total,
which is like, there's 50 plus games on here. So like, instead of like, I figured they would do like, there'd be a bunch for each game, but they'd just be like 5 points. No, it's just like dumbass shit. Like, one of them is like, get 500 coins in, or 500 rings in the Sonic games. Like, that's one that I got so far. I was just like, that's fucking lame. Of course you're going to get 500 rings in the Sonic games. Yep, like,
do it in probably like the first three levels.
I did it. Yeah, exactly, dude. That's exactly when I got it, at the third level. So it's like, I don't know. Like, you know, you're playing through, like, I played through that entire shmup, beat the game basically on one life, zero achievements. You know what I mean? Like,
right, but you'll get 40 points for dancing the hula in Toe Jam and Earl.
Which, by the way, I finally like tried to figure that game out the other night, or like last night actually. Like, I, when I was a kid, I had tried that game out, and I'm like, I don't understand what I'm supposed to be doing. Like, I was going around trying to talk to people, and like, it wasn't working. And I don't think, like, I think I finally figured it out last night. Like, you just try to find doors. Is that the point of the game?
I don't remember.
Like, I think, as far as I could tell, the point of a level, because they don't tell you, I'm going to sound like an idiot here. I've never understood that series. Like, I don't get the appeal of it. But I was trying to figure it out last night. It's like, each level is like you're discovering a map. Like, you're walking around, like, I think it's like an auto-generated map, actually. And you're just trying to find a door. And then when you get to the door, you walk in the door, like the elevator, and the elevator brings you to the next level. I was like, okay, like, this is exciting. Why? Like, that's the only thing I was doing in it. Like, was just walking around, avoiding enemies. The levels. Because, like, there's enemies, but, like, as far as I know, there's no way to fight them. Like, I press all the buttons, and they don't do anything. So I'm just like, okay, I'm just finding the elevator on each level, and it, like, they make it seem like that's you advancing. So I'm just like, this game fucking sucks. Like, why do people love this fucking game? Like, it has, yeah, that 90s attitude or like vibe to it, but like, that's it. Like, that's all that's there, though. There's right. Nothing to it. I mean, I'm probably, hopefully someone listens to this and corrects me, but that was my impression of it.
I should have sat down to play this. I could have got some achievements before the end of May.
Did you buy it?
Yeah, I did. Okay. I haven't played it yet, but like, Golden Axe, use magic when no enemies are present. Like, that's, dude, 50
that's
points.
That's a funny one. Yeah, but like, that's 50 points, and come on, man. Like, yeah, I get nothing for playing through motherfucking Biohazard Battle, which no one's probably even heard of.
No. And like, and if you're looking at this achievement list, it's like that game doesn't even exist. Yeah. But neither do the Phantasy Star games either, evidently, so...
Like, doesn't that call horseshit?
Toe Jam and Earl get, you know, two achievements for 90 points, but Phantasy Star and whatever your Biohazard Battle or whatever it was, no points for them at all. But if you play 50 games of Rock, Paper, Scissors and Alex Kidd, that's 50 points.
Which, dear God, that's another game I tried. I'm never playing 50 games of Rock, Paper, Scissors in that fucking video game. That video game sucks. Oh my God, dude. There's just some things on that where I'm just like, I guess this is a classic somehow, but like, I think if I played Alex Kidd back in the day, I would have thought it was terrible back then. Oh, walk into fucking huts and play Rock, Paper, Scissors? What?
But then, like, there's, like, Streets of Rage 3. Like, finish the game. That's only worth 20 points. It's fucking... This is a weird set
I guess, of games. I mean, that's better than nothing, I guess, which is...
Yeah. What you got for your game, so... Oh, well. Whatever.
Please play Toe Jam and Earl and explain to me for next week. Like, what the fuck is that game? Like, I don't know, dude.
All right, I will try.
I don't get it.
Some things don't make sense, Jeff. You just have to go with it.
So news wise, there was a new Fallout game revealed. Kind of, I guess, right?
We saw
Fallout 76.
Yeah. So there's not a ton of information on it. There is a teaser trailer out, I believe. But Bethesda hasn't said a whole lot. But I think it was Jason Schreier at Kotaku. I think Kotaku. He kind of revealed, based on his sources, that it's kind of like a Rust survival type game. So not a normal Fallout game.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound great.
And he did not... Like, he did not seem unsure of.
No, of he seemed very sure of it.
Yes, yeah. Like, he has credibility with me. So
yeah, and his you know, in fact, his reasoning for even bringing it out was that he felt that Bethesda was kind of misleading fans with the what they showed. So he wanted to, like, at least get his information out there.
Yeah, our friend Earl made, like, a funny joke about how, like, it seems like every, like, game that's getting announced lately is, like, everyone's like, yeah! And then when you find out what exactly it is, you're like, that's not what I wanted. Like, right. You know, that one, the Pokemon game, I forgot, this is the third one, too, where, like, he's totally right. Where it's, like, everyone, like, all this E3 news is, like, oh no! The last one you mentioned was, you know, Retro Studios making a new game. It's Star Fox.
Star Fox sounds a racer, yeah.
Which I personally think sounds cool, but like I think
he has no one else thinks so.
Yeah, like nobody. These are like games in, you know, series that someone would want a sequel to, but not this. Like, what are you doing? Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I was not blown away by Fallout 4. We talked a little bit about that because you played it last week, Jeff.
Yeah, I even still, I was like, well, I'll give this a chance. But now hearing what this is, like what it actually is, I don't know. Maybe. Like,
yeah,
I'm not in the online games. I'm in the single player Fallout. Like, if anything.
And I'm not. I didn't really enjoy like the base building type stuff in Fallout 4. And
no,
that's what this is. Like, that's not what I want out of a like, Fallout. Like,
no, not at all.
Maybe I guess like if we all get it, maybe I'll get it. But I'm not like, yeah. It's...
Sign me up.
You're in. You're in, Tony.
No, I don't. I don't know. I need to know more.
I just, for me personally, like. I like that it's a single-player game. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to play it as a multiplayer game. Even with Skyrim, like, I like that they build the whole world for me. And there's, like, you know, NPCs to talk to and shit. Like, I don't know.
So there were some other rumors that are going around. I don't know how much we want to touch on them. But, Polygon actually has a pretty good write-up on kind of what the rumors are out there. They're expecting Halo 6 to be announced, Forza Horizon 4, and possibly up to 3 Gears games.
Who said this?
Polygon has this up right now. I guess they're hearing rumors of Gears 5, which makes sense. A real-time strategy type game, kind of Halo Wars, which also I can see that. I could see Gears working that way. And a Battle Royale game in the Gears franchise. That seems weird.
Weird.
I always think of Gears as Battle Royale all the time.
Why all the Gears rumors and no Halo? What the fuck?
Well, they have Halo 6. Like that they expect Halo 6 to be announced along with Forza 4.
I just feel like, though, in general, it feels like now we're expecting a Gears to come before Halo, though, outside of just the Polygon shit.
Yeah, it does seem weird.
No, I don't. I hope that's not the case. I really hope it's not. Like, I'd rather play Halo.
Give me both. I don't give a shit. But, yeah, I mean, I want a new Halo game. It's time.
Yeah.
It is. It is time.
Possibly something like NBA Jam as well, coming there. That could be interesting. Polygon says Spider-Man, Death Stranding, Ghost of Tsushima, and Days Gone, The Last of Us Part 2, and Medieval. So, I mean, that seems pretty standard. That's what we know of what they're going to put out. Nothing surprising there.
And on the Nintendo front.
So they have on their list here, they have rumored Star Fox Grand Prix.
Which is going to be true, right? We all believe that, right?
I think that'll.
That's real. That's real. I think, yeah.
They'll probably show Metroid and Smash. I can't believe that they wouldn't show Pokemon. And they're saying that they may show Mother 3. So, I don't know. You also had a list of games that I don't believe.
This is fan-generated?
Was it revealed to be fan-generated?
No, I don't know. I didn't follow up on it. I actually saw that Javi had tweeted it. And like, I think in his tweet he said something about, or the tweet that he quoted said something about how this person had been predicting shit all day. Some of it was predicted before shit had happened. So
yeah, he was the one that knew about Fallout 76, I think.
So like, all right, if you know that, and then you're posting this Nintendo shit, like I'm more likely to believe that you're right. You were right once, you know.
This is true.
So I don't know. I see them like. What else are you gonna do? You've done like your big hitters already. Like you gotta do some of this other weird shit and some new shit. Like
I want that list to be real only because of the title for the Yoshi game is Yoshi's Flipping Island. It's amazing.
That game sounds flipping great,
right?
like fucking Sean was like, "You think they would really name it like that?" Like I think they would. I think it's a great name. Like. I think it's like really clever. Like I don't know, especially if there's some sort of flipping mechanic to it or whatever.
Right.
Yes, I totally think they would because Nintendo like lives in their Nintendo bubble where everything is wonderful and bright and sunny, and they wouldn't like get the connotation that like somebody might misinterpret that as Yoshi's fucking island.
I think they know. I think it's clever. It's wordplay. It's I think it could be real.
Your sake, I hope so, because there was an F-Zero game, and I know you want that. And
I think, wasn't the Yoshi game, like, announced
previously? Yoshi game was announced with Kirby, yes.
So that might be, that's what it is, right?
Yeah. I think they'll definitely show the Yoshi game. That's supposed to be out this year, I think.
I hope I'm not a hardcore F-Zero fan, but I think they're cool. Like, you know, they're all right. I like racing games in general. That's why I think the Star Fox game sounds fucking fun. Like, give me all the racing games. I'm fine with that.
What else was on that list, Jeff? Is there anything else that...
That was off the top of my head was just F-Zero. I don't have it in front of me either.
Let's see, I might have it here. No, yeah, here it is. Metroid Prime Punch Out. That was the one that
that was the one that for. That's the one that like Javi was talking about. I mean, I'll be down for that too.
I want a new punch out. I'm
trying to imagine a Switch punch out, like you hold like the things in each hand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you play the Wii punch out, Tony?
I did. Yes.
Yeah,
that was good.
That was a good game. And you could play that totally with just a regular controller too, if you wanted. So you don't have to do the motion controls.
Yeah,
I feel obligated to do the motion controls.
Yeah, it's fun.
I want to punch things.
The one that's weird is Fallout 3 Anniversary. Although maybe that is a real thing. It is the 10th anniversary of Fallout. Hey,
they keep remaking Skyrim. I mean, why not Fallout 2?
I totally thought that's what their announcement was going to be, was Fallout 3 for the Switch. Like the other big, instead it was Fallout 76. I thought it was just going to be, here's Fallout 3 for Switch.
Does anybody else feel that it's weird that, like, you know, Bethesda had like an announcement thing? And like all this stuff is kind of like, I mean, I know we get these leaks every year, but it seems really excessive this year. If this stuff is real,
I don't know. I feel like the last couple of years, everything has leaked. Like there hasn't been any surprises once you actually got to E3, because they literally leaked every single thing.
Yeah, you're probably right.
In previous years, you think?
Like the last couple of years. I think it's increasing
every year, dude. I think it's like definitely worse this year. Like, I feel like there's going to be no surprises, dude.
I mean,
like,
what surprises were there last year?
Metroid Prime 4. I think that was a surprise. I mean, just off the top of my head, that popped out. I don't know.
I don't even remember that game.
Well, they didn't show it.
It was just a logo.
Yeah. It was just a promise.
Promise.
It was a promise that Metroid was coming back.
You know, I was just think like it feels like everything is out already. Like it.
Right. Well, it was always a terrible idea to announce those games all in one big lump, because it always guaranteed that one would get more coverage than the rest of them. So now the companies are like, they're leaking this information. They're like, I don't want to get lost in all that noise. I want to be out first, or I want to be out after this mess.
I don't disagree. It just seems weird that like a company like Bethesda would be like, we're going to have a whole event, like, and then, you know, they're having these, like, you know, we're going to have this weird YouTube thing, or was it Twitch or whatever?
I think it was Twitch with the little bobblehead sitting there. Yeah. But like, I mean, that also builds hype, right? Because now you're not competing with that other stuff. Like you already know about it, and people are like, I barely know anything about Fallout 76. I gotta find out more.
Yeah, and now I need to know more. And that's what you would tune into their thing for.
Right.
We'll see. X Rage 2 is already out there.
Can't tell you how not excited I am for that. I'm yawning. That's how excited I am.
Honestly, it looks kind of fun from the trailer, but
the first game looked kind of fun too, and when you played it, you're like, oh.
Yeah, I mean, I did not really get to play the first one. I played it for like an hour, but yeah, that's what I heard.
That's what happened. I played it for an hour. Yeah. And like, if a game like that doesn't interest you in an hour, like, it's not going to interest you ever.
I liked Rage.
Okay.
I mean,
Did you think the new one looks cool? Like, I think it looks fun.
Yeah, it looks way different, like, tonally. But I can also see why people did not like Rage. It was bad Borderlands.
Yes. In a world where Borderlands exists, a game like Rage should not exist.
Yeah, cause, I mean, it was weird. Fun, but weird. So yeah, that list of we'll see, Jeff. We'll see.
I would love to. For there to be some surprises on top of that. Also, where the fuck is Pikmin 4, dude? That's what I want. That's my golden
goose. You've been telling us that game's done.
He said it was done like a generation ago, like 4 years ago. Where the fuck is Pikmin 4?
I'm going to start
like fucking some campaign on Twitter, man. Hashtag where is Pikmin 4?
Hey, it worked for Zelda, right?
It did. It came out, didn't it?
It came out and it was good. So you need to start doing that again. You're like every day you tweet out, "I'm not here."
Polygon says that I mean, Fallout multiplayer has already kind of been announced with Fallout 76. Rage 2 has already been announced, and they're saying Starfield and the next Elder Scrolls game may show up. So that they would be surprises if they showed up.
I would love for Elder Scrolls to show up. I don't think it will, but I would love for that to happen. I feel like they're making too much money off of their damn MMO. Online.
Yeah.
Which is annoying. I don't like the MMO.
What if they came out and they're like, you know, Elder Scrolls 6 this year?
I would be on board.
Yeah.
And then what if they said the same release date as Red Dead Redemption 2?
Yeah, what but then they'd announce a bunch of stuff like crafting and build your own castle. And I'd be like, shit, you put too much weight on that.
Yeah. I just need an Elder Scrolls game. Like, give me a cool new area to explore with, you know, quests to go do and cool, what are they, like, faction quests, and that's all I want.
Great.
Yeah, I don't necessarily need it to have an overhaul, although I do think that, you know, both Elder Scrolls and Fallout are kind of due for it. Like, just rethink, like, a rethinking from the ground up.
Yeah. With
better mechanics and shit. And yeah, I don't know. But I would gladly take just another one that was good, you know? I just think that with Fallout 4, they somehow dropped the ball. Like, that formula wasn't enough to hold that game up. Like, the game itself just kind of sucked. Like, a lot of things about it just sucked.
They don't have really anything on EA. And they're saying Ubisoft will have The Division 2, Jeff's Beyond Good and Evil 2. I guess Assassin's Creed Odyssey was announced today. So that's out there.
Yeah.
And that'll be coming.
Greece, I think.
Yeah. Sure. I can be on board with that.
They confirmed it's this year.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
that's a little worrisome.
Yeah.
I don't want to go back to the yearly releases for that.
I don't feel like that game should. It'd be like, I mean, granted, I would love to have a new Mario or Zelda every year, but I don't think that they could do that. Like, or they would. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Like,
Well, remember, like the Mario and Zelda teams are much smaller too.
True. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, like, yes.
Ubisoft like employs like 7 billion people to work on Assassin's Creed.
I guess, yeah, theoretically you could, you know, do that with those series, but I don't know. I think part of what makes them special too is you don't get one every year.
They're spread out a little bit, which is like, I love Assassin's Creed, but it got to a point where it was overload. Like, in fact, I fell behind by multiple iterations at one point. So
yeah.
So I think there was the one year they had two games that came out like within a week of each other.
Yeah. And on two different like generations of consoles.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, what was it? Rogue came out on the 360 and PS3, and then was that Unity? Was that the year Unity came out? Yeah. So and that was where I fell behind. I still have not caught up.
I have not finished either of those.
Yeah.
In fact, I don't think I've actually finished an Assassin's Creed game since, 3? Ooh. 3 might have been the last one I actually finished.
I finished Rogue, Unity, and Syndicate, but I still haven't finished Egypt or whatever the hell it was called.
I feel bad about not finishing that one, because that's a really good game.
Finished it either, and yeah, agreed. It was actually really good.
Yeah, combat was new and interesting, and the story seemed pretty cool. And I need to get back to it, but so much.
But there's more games coming out. Why?
It's one of those games though where I would feel like I have to restart, and I just don't.
Yeah, I don't want to go back and do that, like that area, that first area again. And then Square will have Shadow of the Tomb Raider. Polygon saying they'll have the Avengers.
Really?
Ooh,
that would be great.
And that's the that Deus Ex team is working on that.
Yep.
And Kingdom Hearts 3 and Just Cause 4. So
no,
I don't want Just Cause 4.
No.
Nah.
Focus on Avengers.
Wait. Who's big? Like a Marvel Avengers game?
Yes. Yeah. The Deus Ex team is working on that.
Really?
Yes. Not having anything to do with the movies, so untethered, kind of like Batman.
Yes.
Interesting, man.
That could be fun. And evidently they're working on a Guardians game, too. I don't know if it's the same team or...
Total side note, like, it would be nice to get another Marvel dungeon crawler.
Yeah.
I'd be down for that.
Like a...
Ultimate Alliance?
Yeah. Yeah, Ultimate Alliance was fun.
That'd be real nice. Note to developers.
Do it.
Yeah, so E3 is 2 weeks, not even 2 weeks away, 10 days away, so.
I get to experience it for the first time.
The first time in, I don't know, a decade? Or a long time. I actually have to work during it.
Really?
Because I usually call in sick to do this, but I called in sick because I was just legitimately sick a couple weeks ago. It's not, I can't just a month later be like, I'm sick again. I mean, I could, but.
Right, you don't want to do that though.
Yeah. You can't take actual time off.
I mean, I can. I could do it. Or yeah, I mean, I could do lots of things, but. I think I'm just going to go to work.
It's all right. Microsoft
is already out in the open anyways.
Well, Bethesda and Microsoft are on
Sunday.
EA is on Saturday this year. So that Monday is weird.
And you know what? Like, honestly, the big one for me this year, like the biggest one for me is Microsoft. I really, like, they have all the pressure in the world on them, I think. Like, they have to do something good. Like, at least to me, it's just no matter what, it's the most interesting. Like, what are you going to do? Like, it's going to be shit or what? What is it going to be? It's going to be what you expect?
It could be bad.
I would almost be happy at this point with, like, hey, there's Halo coming out this year. I know it's sad. I've said that before, but just, like, give me something I'm like, excited about. God damn it.
And there's rumors that Crackdown is slipping to next year now.
Like, shock.
It's just unbelievable. Like,
that game doesn't exist.
It's not. No, it's not real.
And the game also should not be that hard to make. Like, what the fuck are you doing with that game? Like,
I think that...
Put a bunch of orbs in a fucking city and give me a high jump button and we're good, buddy.
Here's what I think the problem is, right? Is Crackdown 1 was this weird... freeform sandbox that was fun to like go capture the orbs and shit and take down the bosses, but then Crackdown 2 was kind of more of that and it sucked. And I don't know if they know how to make Crackdown 3 fun.
Right,
like
it's possible
they could just be like, well, this isn't any, like, it's not better than the first one.
And that's just not good enough anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just wonder because Crackdown 2 wasn't good.
Even if like this thing comes out and it's actually okay, it's like
it's been too long.
it's just like even, no matter what, like it's just not as big as anything else that they have, really, and I don't know. I
mean,
something new. Like,
I think they
need something.
They need to announce a new Fable. I know you're not a Fable fan, but they need to announce a new Fable.
I will take Fable, dude. I was actually going to mention Fable. Like, that's another one where it's like, it's at least a genre that's different, you know, like than what they've been like.
Well, because like, you know, Halo and Gears are excellent. Like, they're great at what they are. but
yeah, they are.
They're very similar to each other. And all right, so you guys have that on lock. That's great. But like, where's your story-based games? Where's your RPGs? Where's like, where's the other stuff? Like outside of shooters and racing games.
Yeah.
Because like, we're not even getting like the weird Remedy stuff, like, you know, like Alan Wake. Like we already got Quantum Break, and that was a weird, thing. But we're not getting another one of them. Like, there's no more of those types of games.
Yeah, they need to be like investing in some big adventure game and some big RPG. Like, they, I don't. There's no excuse why you wouldn't. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I agree.
But I would take a hey, we've reimagined Fable from the ground up. Like, that would be an awesome surprise. And if it looked really cool, you know, fuck yeah.
Yeah. Anything at this point.
Or literally anything. I'm just begging for anything.
Jeez. Anything different. Not that we don't have plenty of stuff to play, but different new things would be nice.
I don't. I'm resorting to the PS2, so.
This is true. You are playing PS2 games. Your summer of PS2 will continue.
It's true.
Was there any other news this week? You guys hear anything? We touched on almost there. We touched on the Pokemon stuff.
It was kind of a lot, but I think we got it all.
Yeah. Evidently, GTA San Andreas, Midnight Club LA, and Table Tennis are coming to Xbox One backward compatibility too.
Cool.
So that's neat. I guess the games with gold also came out. That was what it was, right? I don't remember what the Xbox One games were. I think it's like Assassin's Creed Russia or Chronicles Russia and something else. But Sonic and All-Stars Racing is one of the free games in June.
Oh.
So.
That's the other big item.
The Sonic.
Yeah, I see. Yeah, there's a Sonic racing game coming out.
Yes.
Like, I think it's like Team Sonic Racing or something like that.
Yes.
Like, the name's a little different. All we've seen, I think, is just cover art. So. I'm sure it'll be. Oh no, there was a little teaser trailer. I'm sorry, but they didn't really show anything.
I'll have to look at the teaser trailer.
It's like literally like 25 seconds long, and it's just like cinematic. Like, oh, we're getting ready to race, you know. But yeah, like those Sonic Racing games are fun as fuck. Which system did you say that was free on?
It's part of Games with Gold, so Xbox.
Nice. On there. Fuck, that's gonna be fun to play. But yeah, that's the new one. That's it. But if it's as good as those old ones, that'd be awesome.
Yep. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that too. Is that this year, Jeff?
I think it is actually. Yeah.
Okay.
And I think it is like it got like leaked or announced or whatever for Switch, but I think it's for everything.
Nice.
But I'll probably get on Switch, because Switch.
Sure. Speaking of Switch, we were internetless for a few days.
Wow.
And during the Memorial Day weekend, in fact. But
wow.
We had people over, and I moved the Switch up there so that they could play games on it. And my son and daughter were playing with the Pro Controller for Mario Kart, but
is this taking a dark turn?
No, like they were playing with the Pro Controller.
I thought you were gonna say like, and then my cousin was playing with the system and he broke it.
No, nobody broke.
And now he's dead.
But my friend's kids, they were playing along. Like, you play four players on split screen. And they did not like using the Joy-Cons in the grip, so they were playing it sideways with just the one, like, and the small buttons.
Yeah.
I guess like they found it totally playable that way. I find it weird, but
I've never played that way.
Yeah, they seem to prefer, like, they did not want to play with it in the grip, even though I have enough controllers that everyone could have had a full controller. They preferred playing it split away and just turning the Joy-Con sideways.
Yeah, like, we've used the Joy-Cons as like a just like a split controller before to play Mario Kart, but never like, you know, we've done three players essentially, right? But we never had to split those two up.
Yeah. So weird.
I would be like, you know, not the controller I would pick.
Like, no,
I call dibs on pro controller.
Yeah, so my son and daughter were like, "No, this is our stuff." So
that's crazy.
And they were like, "Well, okay." Even though I have two sets of Joy Cons, they preferred to play them the other way. Weird kids are weird. But yeah, so we'll be back next week. No Tony.
Don't be too sad.
Enjoy your trip.
Week in San Diego.
So that could be interesting for you, right?
It'll be great to see it out the window. I can wave at it.
Wave at San Diego
as you work.
That's right.
Yeah,
it's pretty. Tony will be back though for E3, and Jeff and I, and hopefully Pete will be back for next week, and maybe with a special guest.
Possibly.
Yeah. All right, Jeff. Say good night.
Good night.